Yeah,
just tell us why you're running for election and what will you change specifically?
Okay.
Education officer.
Well, I mean, the whole point about education officer is that it's supposed to be holding management to account, ensuring that like students get decent improvements to their education. Yeah. And I think obviously there are a lot of decent things to improve, like making sure the VLE is updated all the time. That
VLE?
The virtual learning environment. It's okay. Like the kind of Blackboard mechanism, whatever. And you know that the course readers are affordable. You know, they get proper course feedback time and all of this stuff. It's very important and very valuable and certainly winnable. But unless actually we have a perspective on and how we're going to defend education,
yeah,
those kind of little reforms are going to be useless. And actually, education, especially at Goldsmiths, is hugely under threat. Actually, the sociology department. You talk to lecturers there. They're talking about a bloodbath. The real possibility of not just courses closing down, but a department closing down. Right. And we've got to think. Well, actually, if we're concerned about education as a democratic right for the majority of people and saving that, then we have to, you know, we have to ensure that we recognise where our strengths are. Our strengths are with the mass of students together with lecturers.
Yeah, what are you going to do to fight the cuts and the cutbacks in education?
That's a very important question, because like the strategy on that is a hard thing, and you know, it's obviously national and local is quite a different thing. But I think actually that, like I'm saying, our point of strength is with lecturers. And actually at the moment we're rarely in any kind of forums with lecturers. So, you know, if I want to establish democratic sort of departmental committees where students will come in together with lecturers, not only to see which cuts and course closures they can actually fight and how they can organise around it, you know, be prepared for it, but also as well like the actual education they want to see.
Yeah.
And I recognise that the national and local is quite different, but I do honestly think that if you kick up a fuss and if you're well organised, you can definitely prevent course closures. I mean, you have seen like some resistance, for example, at London Met University, where they undergo savage attacks, right? And there's a lot of historical precedents for it as well, but.
Have you had positive feedback from other people? Have many people been voting for you?
I don't know how they vote invited, because it's a closed vote, but I think so. I think after the fees vote last year, a lot of people here were involved in the tuition fees protest, right? Like at least 1 in 8 people have been on the protest at the very least, and I think people felt that they lost after the vote went through. But I actually think that, you know, we've seen a wave of radicalisation on universities and people are still very, very angry about it, but they don't necessarily see a strategy to win. And I think the student union needs to have one. I think the student union needs to support lecturers when they're on strike, but also as well make sure that lecturers are coming together with students. But
right, that's it. Thank
yeah?
You.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers for that.